Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. So, markets kicked off the week on a high note, right? That tariff relief news really gave things a boost.
Definitely saw that early surge in the S&P, up almost 2% at one point, but couldn't quite hold on to all of it. Still, closing 0.8% up is nothing to sneeze at, especially with all the back and forth we've been seeing.
Yeah, that midday dip was interesting. Showed some hesitation, didn't it? Like the market was trying to decide if the tariff news was really that good.
Well, I mean, the fentanyl-related tariffs are still in place on Chinese imports, right? And Lutnick made it clear those exemptions are temporary. Plus, Trump still got that semiconductor tariff announcement looming. So yeah, plenty of uncertainty still swirling around.
Right. And those mega caps really added to the volatility. Nvidia, for example, swinging up 3%, then down almost 2%. Talk about a roller coaster.
Definitely a wild ride. But hey, 10 of the 11 S&P sectors closed in the green, 7 of them up over 1%. Financials looking strong, especially after Goldman Sachs crushed their earnings. That really helped.
Goldman, yeah? They always seem to be a bellwether, don't they? And rate-sensitive sectors like real estate and utilities, leading the pack, up over 2 and 1.8% respectively. Makes sense with those yields dropping.
Yeah, 10-year yield down 13 basis points, 2-year down 12. Rates are definitely a key factor to watch right now.
Absolutely. No major economic data today, but this week's calendar is packed. Retail sales, housing permits, ECB meeting, lots to digest.
For sure. Keep an eye on that ECB meeting especially. That rate cut could have a ripple effect.
Oh, definitely. And internationally, Europe and Asia mostly positive. Commodities a bit mixed. Gold down, but silver and copper saw gains. Crude oil basically flat.
Uh-huh. But the real story today, I think, is Certara, CERT, up over 11% after already soaring 33% last week. This thing is on fire. Yeah, that FDA announcement about phasing out animal testing? Huge tailwind for CERT. Their biosimulation software is perfectly positioned to benefit. And that Q1 revenue guidance? Way above consensus, plus a share buyback plan. They're ticking all the boxes.
So AI-powered drug development, that's the future, isn't it? And CERT is riding that wave. SimSip Simulator, ask SimSip. It's like having a digital drug development consultant.
Exactly. And their new non-animal navigator platform? Genius. It's not just about the software. It's the whole ecosystem they're building. They're not just reacting to the FDA changes, they're leading the charge.
So, Certara, ticker CERT, continues its meteoric rise, up over 11% today, building on last week's 33% surge. This is getting serious.
Yeah, no kidding. That FDA announcement about phasing out animal testing? It's like a rocket booster strapped to CERT, their biosimulation software. Right place, right time.
Totally. Ask SimSip. It's catchy, right? Like, almost like having your own digital drug development guru.
It is, and that Q1 revenue guidance way above consensus, plus a share buyback plan. Smart move.
Oh, and did you catch that Arsenal Capital lockup agreement? Shows real confidence.
For sure. And they're not just riding the FDA wave. They're actively shaping the future with that non-animal navigator platform. It's a game changer.
It really is. Strategic regulatory advice, integrated preclinical development plans, they're building a whole ecosystem. Not just software, but like a complete solution.
Exactly. Monoclonal antibodies, antibody drug conjugates. This is where the industry is headed, and CERT is leading the charge.
And that customer net retention rate of 110%, sticky product. People are clearly seeing the value.
Absolutely. This isn't just hype. It's real tangible growth driven by real world needs.
So all this positive news, and they're still pursuing a strategic evaluation of their regulatory services business. What's that about?
Well, streamlining maybe, focusing on their core strengths, could unlock even more value. Something to keep an eye on.
All right, so lots of moving parts today, huh? Where do we even begin?
Well, that Altus USA news caught my eye. No deal on those term loans and notes. Something to watch.
Yeah, definitely a bit of a red flag, maybe. What about Amgen? Sandoz going after them with antitrust litigation. Etanercept biosimilar, right?
Right, biosimilar battles, always interesting. And Aon boosting their dividend, 10%. Not bad.
Solid. Steady. Apple's in the news again. AI data mining, new Vision Pro headsets. They never slow down, do they?
Nope. Always cooking something up in Cupertino. And speaking of cooking, Argentina's ditching capital controls. Big move.
Oh, that is interesting. Big implications there. Banco Santander Chile, capital requirements update, regulatory stuff. Important, but not exactly headline-grabbing.
True. But Bayer, potentially axing Roundup, that's a big deal. Lawsuits, lawsuits, lawsuits.
Yeah, that Roundup situation has been a saga. Brookdale Senior Living, new CEO search, interim CEO appointed, C-suite shuffle.
Happens. Caesars, though, strike at their Southern Indiana casino. Teamsters, never a good sign.
No, labor disputes can get messy. Concord Medical, new CFO and CSO, more C-suite moves.
Uh-huh. Crocs, worried about tariffs hitting their bottom line. Makes sense.
Yeah, tariffs are always a wild card. Danaus, upping their share buyback. Bullish signal?
Could be. DaVita, ransomware attack. Ouch. Cybersecurity, always a concern these days.
Always. Double Verify, expanding their AI brand safety for TikTok. Interesting following the trends.
Smart move. Dr. Reddy's denying those workforce reduction rumors. Damage control.
Gotta nip those rumors in the bud. EcoPatrol, doubling down on wind power with AES Colombia. Jimewa Kai Wind Cluster, renewable energy push.
Definitely seeing a lot of that lately. Edison, rebuilding after those wildfires. Tough situation.
Yeah, rebuilding is a long process. Eni and YPF teaming up on that Argentina LNG project. Energy partnerships.
Makes sense. Enlight Renewable Energy raising $1.5 billion. Big money flowing into renewables.
Big money. Exact Sciences. Oncotype DX test getting some positive press. Good for them.
Yeah, good news for personalized medicine. GCL Global. More C-suite shuffle seems to be a theme today.
It does. Hertz. Exploring capital structure options. Always something with Hertz, isn't there?
Always. Hovnanian. Increasing their share buyback. Another one. HubSpot. New executive severance plan. Interesting.
Yeah, what's that about? And finally, Idea Biosciences. Successful FDA meeting on their darovasertib trial. Good news for them.
Definitely. So yeah, a lot to unpack today. Lots of moving pieces. Definitely keeps things interesting.
All right. So, peeling back the layers of today's market movers, huh? We've got everything from AI advancements to antitrust lawsuits and even a WWE licensing deal. Where do we even start?
Well, that Meta antitrust trial kicking off today, that's a big one. Possible breakup on the table, that could reshape the entire tech landscape.
Yeah, definitely a headline grabber. Speaking of tech, Microsoft's new GPT 4.1 model series for Azure AI sounds like they're doubling down on AI development.
Absolutely. And NVIDIA manufacturing AI supercomputers in the U.S., that's a significant move. Tapping into that, made in America sentiment. Smart.
Oh, for sure. And Netflix testing new AI search features. AI is everywhere these days, isn't it? It's like the invisible hand shaping the future of, well, everything.
It really is. But on the other side of the coin, we've got MoneyLion facing a lawsuit for predatory lending practices. That's a bit of a black eye, right?
Yeah, not a good look. Shifting gears completely, Mattel and WWE extending their licensing agreement. That's a powerhouse partnership. Action figures, playsets, childhood memories.
Ha, true. And Lockheed Martin, making waves in the defense sector. F-35 interoperability breakthrough and a precision strike missile launch, they're firing on all cylinders.
They are. And Organogenesis supporting U.S. Food and Drug Administration approval of Auralab's first in-human clinical trial of novel cell therapy for primary uveal melanoma. That's a mouthful, but sounds promising. Medical breakthroughs, always a good thing.
Definitely. And Integral Ad Science expanding their social optimization for TikTok. Interesting. Keeping up with the ever-evolving social media landscape.
Yeah, gotta stay agile in that space. So lots of moving parts today, huh? From AI to wrestling to antitrust lawsuits, it's never a dull moment.
Never. Keeps us on our toes. And that's what makes it all so interesting, right? The constant change, the constant evolution. It's a wild ride.
All right, so lots to unpack today, huh? CMS delaying those skin substitute graft coverage decisions? That's a curveball for companies in that space.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. Could impact their bottom line. And speaking of bottom lines, that Paychex acquisition of Paycor, $4.1 billion. That's a big bet on the future of payroll and HR.
Big bet indeed. Pfizer with an update on their oral GLP-1 agonist, danuglipron. Diabetes treatment landscape is getting crowded, isn't it?
It is, and ProQR Therapeutics appointing a new CFO and CMO, shakeups in the C-suite. Always interesting.
Yeah. What about Third Harmonic Bio liquidating? $5.13 to 53 cents a share. Not a great outcome for investors.
Not at all. And USANA conducting a clinical study on their Celavive resurfacing serum, cosmetics and skincare, always a hot market.
Always. ServiceNow and 3SLogic teaming up on an AI-powered contact center solution? AI is everywhere these days.
It really is. Did you see that Bloomberg report about Meta considering buying Snap back in 2013? What could have been, huh?
Oh, that's interesting. A very different landscape today. Sony raising PlayStation 5 prices, inflation hitting gamers' wallets.
Yeah, not surprising. Valneva getting marketing authorization in Brazil for their chikungunya vaccine. Good news for them.
Definitely. Verve Therapeutics with positive data on their Verve 102 trial. Base editing medicine. That's cutting-edge stuff.
It is. Wheaton Precious Metals filing for a mixed security shelf offering. What are they up to?
Something to keep an eye on. Lots of upgrades and downgrades today, too. America Movil, Apple, Atlassian all getting upgrades, but Comcast, Flywire, and Full Truck Alliance getting downgraded.
Yeah, lots of analyst activity. And new initiations, too. Amatech, Cytomex Therapeutics, Dover, Wall Street never sleeps.
All right. So sifting through this data dump, huh? Lots of analyst activity, earnings on deck, and some interesting market sentiment analysis.
Yeah, definitely a lot to unpack. Let's start with those initiations. Millrose Properties MRP getting a buy rating from Citigroup with a $30 price target. That's pretty bullish.
Yeah, $30, that's a bold call. What about SailPoint, Sail and Watsco WSO, both initiated with equal weight? Not exactly inspiring, is it?
Well, equal weight isn't necessarily a bad thing. It just means, hold on to what you've got. Morgan Stanley slapping a $515 price target on WSO, though. That's something.
$515, okay. Lens Therapeutics, Lens, overweight at Piper Sandler. Biotech, always a gamble, right?
Sure, but overweight implies some upside potential. And Marti Technologies, MRT, initiated with a buy at Litchfield Hills. Another one to watch.
Right, right. Now, this economic data for Tuesday, April Empire State Manufacturing, consensus is might of 14.8, prior 20. So, an improvement, but still in contraction territory.
Yeah, not exactly a ringing endorsement of the economy. And all those import-export price indexes? Inflation data. Always important. Gotta keep an eye on those.
Absolutely. Now, this earnings calendar, this week is jam-packed. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, PNC, United Airlines, Netflix, big names reporting.
Big names, big potential for market-moving news. Goldman and Bank of America on Tuesday morning, that'll set the tone for the week, I think.
Oh, for sure. And Netflix on Thursday after the bell, that's always a volatile one. Gotta be prepared for anything with them.
Yeah, Netflix can be a wild card. Now, this WaveWriter AI analysis, SPY and QQQ showing declining prices, high volume on the down moves, not a pretty picture.
Yeah, bearish sentiment, they say. Decisive downward movement. Sounds ominous.
Well, sentiment can shift quickly, but that volume spike in SPY around 3:30 to 4 p.m., that's concerning. Suggests real selling pressure.
And QQQ tapering off towards the close. Exhaustion of selling, or just a pause before the next leg down, who knows?
Exactly. And VXX spiking? Volatility is up. Fear is in the air. Not a great combination.
All right, so sifting through this data dump, huh? Lots of analyst activity, earnings on deck, and some interesting market sentiment analysis. Plus, this WaveWriter AI analysis sounds ominous.
Yeah, definitely a lot to unpack. Let's start with the sector analysis. 30 days out, no strong sectors, several showing significant declines coinciding with the overall market drop. Not a pretty picture.
Yeah, XLE and XLK, notable declines. Sector rotation away from those areas, possibly towards defensive sectors like XLP, but even that's marginal.
Right? So key levels to watch, SPY support around 535, 536, resistance at 541, 542, QQQ support near 456, resistance around 460 to 461.
Okay, so bullish scenario. SPY and QQQ bounce with a positive catalyst, like strong earnings or good economic data, breaking those resistance levels with increased volume.
Exactly. And bearish scenario, macro data disappoints, geopolitical tensions escalate, breakdown below 535 for SPY and 456 for QQ. Intensified selling pressure.
So overall commentary, bearish sentiment, driven by volatility indicators like VXX. High volume declines in SPY and QQQ reinforcing that bearishness. Sectors mostly under pressure, maybe a move towards safer assets, but traders need to be cautious.
Absolutely. Look for positive disruptors that could reverse market sentiment, but be prepared for further bearish developments. This WaveWriter AI analysis paints a similar picture. Declining prices, high volume on the down moves, not great.
Yeah, bearish sentiment, they say. Decisive downward movement. And that volume spike in SPY around 3:30 to 4 p.m.? Concerning. Real selling pressure.
QQQ tapering off towards the close, exhaustion of selling, or just a pause before the next leg down. Hard to say. VXX spiking, volatility is up. Fear is in the air.
And this longer-term sector analysis from WaveWriter AI, March 15th to April 14th. Mixed bag, really. Financials showing resilience, tech and healthcare mixed, mining volatile, retail seeing increased activity.
Yeah, lots of moving parts. They see potential upward momentum in mining, possible breakout scenarios in tech depending on market catalysts.
CMOH and MUX, likely to go up in the next few days, according to WaveWriter. Strong bullish signals for COPE, upward momentum for MOH, potential breakout for MUX.
Interesting. Support and resistance levels for SCOPE, 115.73, 114.10. Gotta watch those levels. This is all valuable intel for short-term trading strategies. Key levels, market sentiment, potential breakouts, it's all there.
All right, so WaveWriter AI's got some interesting breakout predictions for us today. COP, MOH, and MUX, they're seeing some serious upside potential.
Yeah, let's dive into COOP first. Support at $113.55, resistance cluster around that $117.61 to $119.50 zone. They're predicting a retest of that resistance, possibly even a breakout towards 120. Strong buying interest at those lower support levels, apparently.
So entry point around 1573 or on a breakout above 117.61, stop loss at 113.55. Got it. What about MOH?
MOH. Yeah, support around 346.50, resistance between 350s and 46 and 352.50. They're anticipating a test of those resistance levels, potentially pushing towards 354s. Bullish candlestick formations and volume setup, apparently.
Okay, so entry near 348.57 on dips or a confirmed break above 350.46. Stop loss below 346.50 makes sense. Now, MUX, what's the story there?
MUX, they're looking at a continuation past $8.18 towards $8.20, potentially even up to $8.35s. Recent uptick in volume suggests upward momentum, support around 8's resistance at $8.20 and $8.25.
Right, so entry at $8.14 with tight confirmations or above $8.18, stop loss below $8. Okay, so three potential breakouts. Interesting. What's the overall market context here?
Well, WaveWriter AI also gave a sector analysis. 30 days out, they're seeing mixed results. Tech and growth stocks showing some momentum, commodities and gold mining doing well, industrials trending upwards, consumer goods steady, but no screaming buys, you know?
Yeah, a mixed bag. So they're seeing some potential in mining, possible breakouts in tech, depending on market catalysts, but nothing definitive. Okay, what about that 4% EOD projection for something? What was that about?
Not sure. That seems out of place. Maybe a separate projection. Not related to these three stocks, I think. We can probably ignore that for now.
Probably. So COPE, MOH, and MUX, three potential breakout candidates. Worth keeping an eye on, definitely. But as always, trade with caution. Manage your risk. Don't go all in on any one trade.
Exactly. These are just predictions, after all. The market can be unpredictable. Do your own due diligence. Use proper risk management. And, trade smart.
All right, so WaveWriter AI is giving us some interesting breakout predictions today. COIN, GDX, MCD, NEM, they're seeing some serious upside potential.
Yeah, let's dive into COIN first. Support at $172, resistance clustered between 178 and 182. They're predicting a continuation past 178, maybe even a breakout towards 180 to $182. Strong buying interest, apparently.
So, entry point around 175s on dips, stop loss below 172. Got it. What about GDX?
GDX, yeah. Support around 49.50, resistance between 50.50 and 51. They're anticipating a test of those resistance levels, potentially pushing higher if safe havens keep gaining traction. Bullish candlestick formations and volume setup, apparently.
Okay, so entry near 49.70 on pullbacks, stop loss below 49.50. Makes sense. Now, MCD, what's the story there?
MCD, they're looking at a continued upward trajectory towards 319 Dean, potentially even 320. Recent price action suggests sustained momentum, support at 313, resistance at 319 and 320.
Right, so entry near 377s on dips, stop loss below 313. Okay, and lastly, NEM.
And NEM, they're predicting a bullish continuation towards $55, $50, $56. Watch for volume spikes to confirm the move. Support around 54.50, resistance at 55.50 and 56.
Right, so entry near 54.70, stop loss below 54.50. Okay, four potential breakouts. Interesting, what's the overall market context here?
Well, WaveWriter AI also gave a 30-day sector analysis. Mixed bag, really. Tech and financials showing some strength, but with fluctuating volumes. Materials and energy, a bit more volatile. They highlight AAPL, MSFT, and BRKB as potential leaders. But no screaming buys, you know?
Yeah, a mixed bag. So they're seeing some potential in tech and financials, but nothing definitive. Okay, what about that 4% EOD projection? What was that about?
Not sure. That seems out of place. Maybe a separate projection? Not related to these four stocks, I think. We can probably ignore that for now.
Probably. So Coin, GDX, MCD, and NEM, four potential breakout candidates. Worth keeping an eye on, definitely. But as always, trade with caution.
Exactly. These are just predictions, after all. The market can be unpredictable. Do your own due diligence, manage your risk, and, trade smart.
All right, so a WaveWriter AI is giving us some interesting breakout predictions today. Coin, GDX, MCD, NEM, they're seeing some serious upside potential.
Yeah, let's dive into Coin first. Support at 172, resistance clustered between 178 and 182. They're predicting a continuation past 178, maybe even a breakout towards 180 to 182. Strong buying interest, apparently.
So, entry point around 175s on dips, stop loss below 172. Got it? What about GDX?
GDX, yeah. Support around 49.50, resistance between 50.50 and $51. They're anticipating a test of those resistance levels, potentially pushing higher if safe havens keep gaining traction. Bullish candlestick formations and volume setup, apparently.
Okay, so entry near 49.70s on pullbacks, stop loss below 49.50. Makes sense. Now, MCD, what's the story there?
MCD, they're looking at a continued upward trajectory towards 319, potentially even 320s. Recent price action suggests sustained momentum. Support at $313, resistance at 319 and 320.
Right, so entry near 37 on dip, stop loss below 330. Okay, and lastly, NEM.
NEM, they're predicting a bullish continuation towards 55, 50, 56. Watch for volume spikes to confirm the move. Support around 54.50, resistance at 55.50 and 56 down.
Right, so entry near 54.70, stop loss below 54.50. Okay, four potential breakouts. Interesting, what's the overall market context here?
Well, WaveWriter AI also gave a 30-day sector analysis. Mixed bag, really. Tech and financials showing some strength, but with fluctuating volumes. Materials and energy, a bit more volatile. They highlight AAPL, MSFT, and BRKB as potential leaders. But no screaming buys, you know?
Yeah, a mixed bag. So they're seeing some potential in tech and financials, but nothing definitive. Okay, what about that 4% EOD projection? What was that about?
Not sure. That seems out of place. Maybe a separate projection. Not related to these four stocks, I think. We can probably ignore that for now.
Probably. So Coin, GDX, MCD, and NEM, four potential breakout candidates. Worth keeping an eye on, definitely. But as always, trade with caution, manage your risk, don't go all in on any one trade. And with that, folks, we wrap up another episode of Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in.
Trade smart, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.